I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everyone to our service of wholeness and healing this morning. And we welcome to all who are joining us on the live stream. We hope that on your way in this morning you'll have seen the notices for the week that is to come. During the summer months we have been combining forces with our friends in the church's ministry of healing, and tomorrow morning there is a craft morning between 10 and 12. And here in church tomorrow morning at 11:45, the funeral service of Mr. Stuart Hastings takes place here in church. On Tuesday morning, across the road in the church's ministry of healing at 10 o'clock, there's a celebration of Holy Communion with prayers for those who are sick, to which we're warmly invited. And on Thursday evening, the parish prayer meeting takes place over Zoom. At the back of the church, we have a couple of lists which may be of interest to people. We are trying to encourage those who might be interested in reading lessons to put their name and their phone number on a list at the back. And there's somebody who's coordinating the reading of lessons at the morning and evening services. So if you're happy to be part of that, just specify which service you'd prefer to read at. And also at the back of the church, we have a list of those who might be interested in joining home groups or life groups, which we hope to be restarting in the autumn. Also, we have had some communication from our friends in Fields of Life, and Fields of Life are opening a new shop in Ballyhackamore in the coming months, and they're looking for some volunteers who might be able to help with the charity shop for Fields of Life. If that's something of interest to you, there will be more information about that coming, but it's just to sow the seed of thought in your mind if it's something that might be of interest to you. Our services next Sunday are Holy Communion at 9 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, the Connect service will take place in the church hall, and next Sunday evening at 7, the service of Holy Communion. And as we begin our service of wholeness and healing, we're going to invite God's Spirit to be with us and to be present as we sing together our opening hymn, hymn 305, O Breath of Life, Come Sweeping Through Us.
Thank you.
You'll find all the responses for our service of wholeness and healing on the screen, or if you wish to follow in the prayer book, our service begins on page 458. Page 458. In the name of Christ, we welcome you this morning. We have been called out of darkness into God's marvelous light. Grace and peace be with you.
And also with you.
The love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. We dwell in him and he lives in us. Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Sing to God, sing praises to his name.
And speak of all his marvelous works.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
Who was and is to come.
Let us pray. Our special collect prayer for today, which is the eighth Sunday after Trinity. Blessed are you, O Lord, and blessed are those who observe and keep your law. Help us to seek you with our whole heart, to delight in your commandments, and to walk in the glorious liberty given us by your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, you anointed your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and with power to bring to us the blessings of your kingdom. Anoint your church with the same Holy Spirit, that we who share in his suffering and victory may bear witness to the gospel of salvation through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
And now we're going to invite Heather to bring our Bible reading to us this morning.
The reading is from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, beginning at verse 26. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us?
And we're going to respond to our reading with a hymn of longing for God as we sing hymn 606, As the Deer Pants for the Water.
Thank you. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God who knows us inside out, speak to us this morning. Amen. Our Bible reading this morning was from Romans 8, and Romans is such a beautiful book, but it's such an intricate book, and it can be a book that you lose yourself a bit in the detail, and you put your lawyer's hat on instead of your ministerial hat or instead of your worship hat. So we're going to hear a story this morning. We're going to take that lawyer's hat, put it aside, and we're going to respond to this morning's reading in a story. And I want to tell you about Michael. Now, if you are not the same age as Michael, if you are not the same gender as Michael, I apologize. But let the story meet you, and let's see how it goes. And I'm going to relieve you at the end of the story. I'm not going to unpack it. I'm not going to say any more. So don't think, well, there's going to be more to come. There's not. Let me tell you about Michael. Michael works hard. He rarely misses a day's work, and he's respected for it. Not only is he known as a hard worker, he's known to be a good family man. His colleagues tend to tone down the innuendos when he's around, because they know he doesn't really like that kind of talk, and they like him, and they want to treat him well. It's Saturday night, and Michael is alone in the living room. The kids are out with friends at the cinema. So, for once, he's not going to be their taxi service. His wife is out at her sister's house having a catch-up, and he's alone, a rare quiet moment that he celebrates with a wee Talisker. And if you know, you know. It's been a long week, and he's tired. He's on top of everything, or as they say now, he's across everything at work. His family are happy, and none of this happens by accident, and he's tired. One of the things that tires him the most is the fact that this time next week, he'll be thinking and feeling the same thing. He knows this because he thinks and feels the same thing pretty much every Saturday night. He has a good life, but it seems to be on a repeat cycle, with a lot of energy being spent and not a lot coming in. He takes another sip and he sighs. The sigh that comes out of him is strangely deeper and longer than he expected, and he's startled. "Did I give you a fright?" asks a voice. "Who's there?" demands Michael, jumping from his seat. "Relax," says the voice. "It's me." And across from Michael on the sofa, a man, a woman, a somebody is sitting there. "Sit down," says the figure. "You know me, and you know you're not in any danger." Michael sat, but he did not take his eyes off the figure. "Who are you?" he asked. "I'm the Holy Spirit," replied the figure. "What are you doing?" "What I always do. I watch you. I hear you. I search you. I know you." "This is madness," retorted Michael, secretly wondering why he wasn't throwing this stranger out of the house and calling the police. "There are two reasons you're not throwing me out of the house and phoning the police," said the Holy Spirit. "The first is that you can't, although I'd love to see you try it. And the second is that you know that I am who I say I am, and you want to hear more." The Holy Spirit then went on to tell Michael all about how he, Michael, was feeling, about his family, about his children, his wife, his parents. The Spirit spoke about Michael's work, his colleagues, his pressures. He spoke about Michael's own secret concerns about his health, his levels of tiredness, and a strange discoloration on his skin that he should be going to the doctor about, but doesn't. As the Spirit spoke, Michael saw himself, as if for the first time, through the eyes of this strange being. It was as if he'd never really known himself until this moment. Thank you for sharing this with me. Sit down, Michael. At the sound of this new voice, Michael had shot to his feet. He stared at the new figure sitting in the rocking chair at the other side of the room. Michael knew the second being instantly as the Father. He sat down and he lowered his gaze. Lift up your eyes, said the Father. Don't be afraid. But I am scared of you, said Michael. I'm not good enough to look at you. And yet you look at my Spirit. Lift up your eyes and don't be afraid. Michael lifted his gaze to the Father and knew himself to be loved, loved and known. Why are you here? Michael asked. We're always here. I'm here to see you and to listen to the Spirit as he speaks about you and tells me what you need. Speaks about me? Yes, and tells me what you need. The Spirit knows you so well and is the best one to tell me moment by moment what you need. Michael then became aware of the third figure, a man on a stool to the right of the Father. This man was smiling at him and talking. Michael blushed as the man talked on and on about how proud he was of Michael, flaws and all, which was a bit embarrassing. But while he was speaking, he was looking at Michael, but he knew that this person was addressing the Father. The sound of the man's voice seemed to fade, but he kept on talking on and on. And it was the Spirit's voice now that Michael heard speaking directly to him. This is what we do, Michael. While you slave away at home and at work, trying to get it all done yourself, we are always near. We know you. We love you. And we are constantly telling the Father what you need. I speak to the Father from within you, with words you could never use, that go to the heart of things. The Son sits at the Father's right hand, and he is constantly telling the Father all about you. He never stops. He's never stopped since the day he died and rose again, so you may die and rose again. Of course, what you need right now is renewal and refreshment and redirection, but you seem determined not to receive. That's unfair, replied Michael. How can I have known these things if you're only telling me now? This has all been explained in the Father's Word, the Bible, except you've never really taken it seriously. The Father can give you the energy and the strength for every day. He can grow you and mature you so you meet each day like his Son does. The Father will strengthen you, grow you, teach you his purposes for your life more than you can ever dream of, and allow you to be a thing of magnificence and glory. We're always here, said the Holy Spirit. This is what we do. The Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we are God. We do this so you will love us in return and teach the world to know and love us. Only you ignore us, Michael, and you pretend we're not here. Michael dropped his gaze again, and when he lifted his eyes, the three had gone, and he was alone. Or was he? Let's take a quiet moment, and we'll pray. Father, you know each and every one of us so well. You know us inside and out. You know our dreams and our fears. You have known us and will know us eternally. Your Spirit is always speaking to you from the depths of our heart. Your Son is always speaking about us, for us, interceding for us at your right hand. Heavenly Father, with you on our side like this, who can be against us? Heavenly Father, there are some of us who choose not to see you. Forgive us and open our eyes. Heavenly Father, there are some of us who have known these things to be true for a long time now. And we have no words that are big enough to express our thanks. Help us to know and see you more. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our prayers will continue now using the prayers and responses on page 459 of our prayer book or on the screen. God the Father, your will for all people is health and salvation. We praise and bless you, Lord. God the Son, you came that we might have life and might have it more abundantly. We praise and bless you, Lord. God the Holy Spirit, you make our bodies the temple of your presence. We praise and bless you, Lord. Holy Trinity, one God, in you we live and move and have our being. We praise and bless you, Lord. Lord, grant your healing grace to all who are sick, injured, or disabled, that they may be made whole. Hear us, Lord of life. Grant to all who are lonely, anxious, or depressed a knowledge of your will and an awareness of your presence. Hear us, Lord of life. Grant to all who minister to those who are suffering wisdom and skill, sympathy and patience. Hear us, Lord of life. Mend broken relationships and restore to those in distress soundness of mind and serenity of spirit. Hear us, Lord of life. Sustain and support those who seek your guidance and lift up all who are brought low by the trials of this life. Hear us, Lord of life. Grant peace and a holy death to those who are dying, and uphold by the grace and consolation of your Holy Spirit those who are bereaved. Hear us, Lord of life. Restore to wholeness whatever is broken by human sin, and in our lives, in our nation, and in the world. Hear us, Lord of life. You are the Lord. You perform mighty wonders. You have declared your power among the peoples. With you, Lord, is the well of life, and in your light we do see light. Hear us, Lord of life. Heal us and make us whole. Let us be silent before God. O Lord, our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls. And to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen. And so as we continue in a spirit of prayer, we're going to bring our lives before God to seek his pardon and his restoration as we engage with him in our prayers. The gospel calls us to turn away from sin and be faithful to Christ. As we offer ourselves to him in penitence and faith, we renew our confidence and trust in his mercy. Cast your burden upon the Lord. and he will sustain you. In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and trust shall be your strength. You raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. You bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy. You bring light to those in darkness. Lord, have mercy. God, the Father of mercies, has reconciled the world to himself through the death and resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ, not holding our sins against us, but sending his Holy Spirit to shed abroad his love among us. By the ministry of reconciliation entrusted by Christ to his church, receive his pardon and peace, to stand before him in his strength alone, this day and forevermore. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing again now about that opportunity to turn our lives afresh to Jesus this morning. As we sing hymn 604, we turn to Christ anew. Our service continues on page 462 in the prayer book, or all the responses will be on the screen. Let us pray. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed are you, sovereign God, gentle and merciful, creator of heaven and earth. Your word brought light out of darkness, and daily your spirit renews the face of the earth. When we turned away from you in sin, Your anointed Son took our nature and entered our suffering to bring your healing to those in weakness and distress. He broke the power of evil and set us free from sin and death, that we might become partakers of his glory. His apostles anointed the sick in your name, bringing wholeness and joy to a broken world. By your grace, renewed each day, you continue the gifts of healing in your church, that your people may praise your name forever. And so, by the power of your Spirit, may your blessing rest on all those who are anointed with this oil in your name. May they be made whole in body, mind, and spirit. Hear the prayer that we offer for all your people. Remember in your mercy those for whom we pray. Heal the sick, raise the fallen, strengthen the faint-hearted, and enfold in your love the fearful and those who have no hope. In the fullness of time, complete your gracious work. Reconcile all things in Christ and make them new. Restore us in your image, renew us in your love, that we may serve you as sons and daughters in your kingdom. Through your anointed Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, we lift our voices of thanks and praise. Blessed be God, our strength and our salvation, now and forever. Amen. And now we come to the part of our service where we invite God to bring his healing presence among us. And if you wish, you're very welcome to come forward to be anointed with the oil of healing, either on behalf of yourself or on behalf of somebody who you love or somebody who's in your thoughts as you come to church this morning. And the way that we normally do this is we invite the choir, if they would wish, to come forward first to the communion rails, and then Andy and I will make our way just to the bottom of the steps. And if you wish to come forward just to be anointed with that oil of healing, which represents the healing power of Christ, you're very welcome to come. If you would like to be anointed in your seat, just indicate to the church wardens, and we would be glad to come to your seat. Lord, who is a strong tower for all who put their trust in him, whom all things in heaven, on earth, and under the earth obey, be now and evermore your defense. May you believe and trust that the only name under heaven given for health and salvation is the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We're going to respond to all that God might want to do in our lives as we sing together the hymn 639, O Thou Who Camest From Above.
Oh,
Let us pray. And responding in our hearts to God's faithfulness to us and to his promise to always be with us as we think of the presence and the gift of his Holy Spirit. In confidence, let us pray to the Father for the coming of the kingdom among us as we pray as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. We have this treasure in earthen vessels,
to show the power of God.
And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Thank you for sharing with us in our service today and for just creating that atmosphere and that spirit of peace and in which God's Spirit was just present in a very powerful way to minister among us. And after we sing our closing hymn this morning, there will be somebody at the communion rails who'd be glad to pray with you if there's any particular issue or person or situation you'd like to have prayer for. There will be somebody here to pray with you. We're going to close our service as we sing together a hymn of praise, hymn 712, "Tell Out My Soul."